Hello everybody and welcome to today's sermon, which is the third Sunday of Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, producing and presenting this program. We are learning today about the Kingdom of God, as Jesus said when he began his ministry, said the Kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe. Or another time it's written, the time that was appointed has come, and the Kingdom of God is here. Repent and believe the good news. So what is a kingdom? It's a place where a king lives, obviously. He is the leader and the head. His kingdom is known by boundaries. It's mapped out, and wars are often fought to preserve and protect these boundaries. Now Jesus says that the Kingdom of God is at hand. We understand kingdom, but now it's the Kingdom of God, and God is the creator, the mastermind of everything. It's difficult to describe him because he is much greater than we can imagine. Awesome is one word that's often used to describe God the Creator. His kingdom is at hand. Where are the boundaries, though? Well, this is a hard question to answer, as it seems there are no earthly boundaries, because his kingdom is in people's hearts, in the very core of our beings. That is where it is to be found. It's hard to describe, as it is for each person to find and know. Now the strange thing is, it is known as the kingdom. And if it is in each heart, then why is the word not kingdoms? Again, it is hard to describe. Somehow this kingdom resides as in each heart, but at the same time, one and whole of everyone's heart, if you know what I mean. So it's a kingdom where no earthly boundaries are there as such. It is for everyone of every race and nationality. Now Jesus says the kingdom is at hand. It's like he is saying that it is something simple and easy to be part of. Also, it is very near to each of us. It's not difficult to reside in it. In fact, all that is required is to repent and believe the good news. Extraordinary. Because it has been there all the time, and it was not seen and understood by many people, and very great people, going back in Bible history especially. But now, with his coming, meaning Jesus, who is God, it will be easy to recognize and even live in. It's so simple, yet profound. But let us stay with the simplicity of it. Repent, he says, and this suggests that sin has been the stumbling block. What is sin, then? Sin is basically trying to go it on our own, without God, doing things our own way. Sin is refusing to accept the will of God. Now, what is that? Only to refuse to accept life and its troubles, and we'll find a way all on our own. We do it ourselves, and we give ourselves praise because we did it, forgetting that the wherewithal to do anything comes initially from God. Who gave me my fingers to type this message? God, of course. Who gave us our physical bodies with all our special talents to do beautiful things? Only God, the Creator. The Jews and Pharisees multiplied the commandments of God that were found on Mount Sinai and given to Moses. And the laws that they magnified and multiplied became huge burdens for the people to carry in order to be pleasing to God, as they thought, even though they made them. That was a mistake. The mistake was there where man-made laws and God had nothing to do with them. It's like we will decide what God wants, and he can just sit there and admire us for what we did and achieved, forgetting that it's God we should be obeying, and his laws are written deep in our hearts. They are not complicated. They simply say, love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Mark chapter 12, verses 30 to 31. We, like the Pharisees, have our own set of self-made rules and laws that stop us from seeing the kingdom of God within us. For example, we may feel and think deep down in our very beings, I'm no good. I'm a terrible sinner. God can't forgive me. No one can help me. I'm too dull, too fat, too tall, too small, too dark, too light. If we really think about it, we have hundreds of laws that we have made that block us from the kingdom of love that Jesus came to preach, to show us, and to die for. How did all this go wrong? Well, family and upbringing have a lot to do with it. Circumstances, of course, and happenings. Terrible psychological damage done in various ways. It's a fact that no home is perfect. And definitely, if we have a home that does not give precedence to God as our Creator, Sanctifier, and Redeemer, then we may have serious obstacles to overcome. People may have a very low self-image, and this blocks us of seeing the love of God which is in us, blocks us from seeing the kingdom within, the kingdom full of love for us. That kingdom is ruled by love. You are a child of God, no matter the circumstances of your life. A child born in a very poor family sometimes becomes a magnificent person. Plenty examples of that in our lives and in our history. They have overcome the obstacles and blossomed into beautiful, wholesome human beings. This is possible for us all. Never say, this cannot happen to me. God's law and God's kingdom says, you should feel good about yourself. You're God's creation. In another way, it doesn't matter if everyone hates you even. This happened to Jesus, and he overcame all that and knew that the Father in heaven loved him. And even when he thought he had abandoned him, he just says, thy will be done. And there is the secret to life in the kingdom of God that is within. And that is to do the will of God, to embrace our crosses, and know that we are loved by God deeply. This is what repentance is about. It's not so much feeling bad about ourselves and banging our chests with our fists and saying, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner. Of course we are. But we are loved by God and forgiven. A saint is a sinner who knows he or she is forgiven. And then Jesus today says, believe in the gospel. The gospel is that God the Creator really loved you, me, and everyone. It's all there. What could be more good news than that? So today we are learning that it's immediate that we turn to God. We must do it now. There is no time to be wasted in sin, like revenge and hatred and ruminating over things of the past. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center, signing off now and hoping that you may experience today the kingdom of God's love deeply within you. Bye for now, and I'm looking forward to being with you again next Sunday.